Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight up screamer.
Download our app today and enjoy straight up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Yes, it's time for Stumped here on SENZ Mornings with Ricardo Ball filling in for Smithy because he's got some massive, massive cricket commentary duties coming up over in Australia with the Aussies taking on the West Indies.
Yeah, how good for Smithy. That's a great call.
Oh, I'll say. I mean, he's going to have a great December, that man, that's for sure. But we're here with Ricardo Ball, of course, and I know we're talking about retooling the segment a little bit, maybe gearing up for your football obsession. Still working on that, but we are going to the crease, playing Stumped with a $100 TAB bonus bet up for grabs today after you got a nice little stumping yesterday.
Yeah, got Zaid on the last question yesterday. So that means we've managed to bump it up to $100 today, which would be nice to give it away today ahead of the weekend, actually.
Oh, sounds like you're feeling generous. Okay, well, first at the crease, coming up from New Plymouth, we have Shane. How you doing, mate?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Have you played Stump before?
No, but my colleagues have, so I think I understand the gist of it.
Nice. All right. Well, just to run it through quickly for those listening at home or work or wherever you are, maybe you're in the truck. We've got three categories to choose from today. Get a question wrong, then it's over to Ricardo for a chance to knock your bails off and get that question right. Get out within the first two questions, and it's on to the next caller in line. Get dismissed on the final question, and we will jackpot for Monday. Your three categories to choose from, Shane, are rugby league, golf, and softball. Oh, wait, actually, no, these are old. These are old. My apologies. I don't think I printed out the new ones. The question.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I have minds on other things. The categories for you today, sorry, are golf, softball, and the FIFA World Cup.
I know Ricardo's good at his football, but let's go with the Football World Cup.
Yeah,
yes,
nice.
Love it.
Let's go.
Love it.
Love it when someone really steps up to the challenge. All right, first question for you, mate. Canada have never scored a World Cup goal, and prior to Qatar, they last appeared in the 1986 World Cup. Who was the host nation?
Mexico?
That's a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Sure was Mexico. And Ricardo, this is a little interesting fact that I found out about the 86 World Cup. It is because of that tournament. That tournament is credited with popularizing the Mexican wave around the world.
Yeah, it's where it started. The very first time ever.
I know a lot of people, it's a love or hate kind of thing. Where are you on the...
I'm in the ambivalent territory. So generally, if the game is so boring you have to start a Mexican wave, then, you know, I'm all for it.
All right, fair enough. All right, second question for you, Shane. England manager Gareth Southgate made over 500 Premier League appearances during his playing career. Can you name one of the three clubs?
Middlesbrough.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Just to make you feel better, Ricardo, can you name the other two?
Aston Villa or Crystal Palace?
That's the one.
There you go.
Nice.
I was hoping to get an opportunity, but no, Shane's too good. One question away, Shane.
Yeah, $100 up for grabs here from the TAB.
No pressure, mate. Nice little bonus bet.
All right, last one here. Aussie Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan has played in various leagues around the world, but which A-League club did he get a start as a professional footballer?
That's not a good one for me. Take a wild stab at it. Sydney FC.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
I love when people say that's not a good question for me. Ricardo.
I think it's the Central Coast Mariners, but I'm not 100%.
You know what? Just go a little bit further up the coast.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
That's right. And I'll tell you, when I lived in Sydney, very hard to find a good meat pie. But in Central Coast there, at the entrance, there's a bakery. I can't remember the name of it, but damn, they make good pies.
Well, you see, I don't know if you've seen it, Shane, but the Central Coast Mariners Stadium, they are sponsored by Master Foods, and there is a giant tomato sauce or ketchup bottle and a giant mustard bottle. So it's no surprise they make good pies there.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never been to Australia, so.
Yeah, whereabouts are you from originally, Shane?
From the States.
Which part?
California. Los Angeles.
Yes, oh, I love it.
Are you a Rams fan?
No, I'm actually a Pats fan. That's where my side of the family's from. So, yeah, all the Boston sports teams are my thing.
Ah, right. Well, that's got to be.
I'm cutting them off.
Got to be a bit of a challenge, mate. Growing up in LA and wearing a Pats or mate, even worse, actually wearing a Celtics singlet. I would imagine in LA Laker territory.
Yeah, you know, you put a sweater on, nobody has to know what's underneath.
That is true, mate. Sam Hewitt, that produces Staff, would absolutely love you. He spent some time in Boston or around that area up in New England on, I think it was some sort of exchange. So he's a Pats fan, a Celtics fan, a Red Sox fan, a Bruins fan. He's all about it.
Yeah, probably a good bloke too.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah. So are you, Shane. Hey, listen, sorry we couldn't hook you up with that TAB bet. It is jackpot to 150 to Monday, though. Have a great weekend, brother, and we'll catch up with you again soon, eh?
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
Cheers, Shane from New Plymouth. Unlucky. So 150 on Monday, Logan.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. I won't be here.
No, actually, no. You're in the midst of doing other stuff. So you
big grown up things. But Robbie will take care of it.
Yeah. So Robbie's all over it. He's taking care of that. That means that 150 next week. Wow. I enjoyed that category. I knew all the answers. So bang, loving that category. Bring on another FIFA World Cup category for Monday as well.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.